You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 15th, and today Turkish police are still on the hunt for nearly 40 people they believe were involved in a plot to overthrow the government. They've already arrested 48 people, and the mystery and intrigue comes at a time when the ruling Islamic Justice and Development Party is facing a challenge in the country's high court, accused of violating its constitutionally mandated secular government, which means the president and prime minister potentially face removal from office. To look at all the angles today with us is Bulent Alireza, who joins us. He's a senior associate at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, the director of their Turkey project. Bulent, good morning.
Good morning.
There's two things you notice immediately in the alleged coup plot. One is how many people that they are alleging were involved. And second, the people cover a swath of the community. You have writers, newspaper editors, 2 4-star generals, a member of the Ankara Chamber of Commerce. Is that combination of people significant?
Yes, it is. But just to bring you right up to date, the two ex-generals have not been charged yet. And potentially, if and when they are, that will be the most important aspect of the current investigation. And secondly, the Ankara Chamber of Commerce president was released. So what we have is a situation in which 86 people, of whom 48 are in custody and 38 are at large, have been charged with trying to overthrow the government, a very serious charge. And it's the first time in Turkish history, Turkish political history, that this is happening. And the fact that you have a broad range of people from all the areas of activity that you mentioned makes it a very interesting case with the outcome by no means certain.
And what exactly are they accused of planning?
A coup, no less. Involvement in and incitement of a coup in one form or another. Now, Turkey is a country that has had 4 coups, all of which have had the powerful Turkish military involved in one form or another. And this is the first time that that the judicial system is being asked to look into what is a very serious charge. And if they find the evidence, and yesterday an indictment over 2,000 pages was released, to be punished accordingly. And that's a very significant development.
Now, the timing of this roundup of those allegedly involved in a coup plot comes when there is a separate case that's really gotten a lot of attention in Turkey, where you're talking about the Justice and Development Party accused of introducing religion into the government, and people feel very strongly about that line between the secular and the religious in Turkey. Is this a real possibility that the court will rule against the ruling party?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, this is a case that's been going on since March 14th when the prosecutor alleged that the ruling party, which had won elections just a few months before with almost half the votes, was undermining the fundamental secular nature of the republic. It's a very serious charge because it suggests that this party is taking Turkey away from secularism and from its commitment to Western ideals to a state based on the Sharia. The ruling party has denied it in its own defense to the court. But given the composition of the court, which has 11 members, 8 of whom were appointed by the previous president, many of whom were appointed by the previous president, it looks very likely that it will decide to close the party down. But that's not going to be the end of the story because the voters who voted for this particular party...
45% of the population.
47, actually, or almost. And that's, as I said, nearly half the voters. And when they get the chance, and when a ballot box is put in front of them with perhaps a successor party to the JDP, they will almost certainly vote for it again.
Well, so, when they get the chance is really the key here. I mean, in Turkey, you have two things, a passionate tradition of this argument between religious authority and secular authority, and the Constitution explicitly calls for a secular authority in Turkey. How is this different, and going back to the alleged coup plot for a moment, how is this different than the moments in Turkish history where the military has taken back power from the democratic institutions and people marched in the street cheering? There's a certain kind of impatience with democracy in Turkey, isn't there? What's changed?
We'll find out what exactly has changed. But the last time that this happened was 10 years ago when the military indirectly pushed out an Islamist-led government. Now, 10 years on, we still have the same struggle between those who believe that that you have to maintain the secular system, whatever the cost, and those who say the people have spoken, this is a democratically elected government that's won two successive elections, and it, as long as it stays within certain lines, it ought to be allowed to govern. Well, Turkey's got a tradition of coups by the Turkish military, which from the moment of its creation by a general, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, has seen itself as the guardian of the system, and whatever happens in the the closure case, this struggle is going to continue. And the fact that there are two ex-generals,
just finish your thought there. Sorry.
No, what I was going to say is that the fact that there are two ex-generals, two four-star generals, no less, are part of the sweep that has put so many people in jail, draws attention to the role of the Turkish military in the system. And the biggest question out there is, how exactly is the Turkish military going to react if the party is not closed down? And related to that is, how is it going to react to two of its top members being tried for a coup?
Finally, very quickly, because we just have a few seconds here, do all of these issues point to a country that's unstable or just a country struggling with democracy and what it means?
Both. Turkey is less stable than it was before the closure case was opened and before the current indictments were laid at the door of these 86 people.
Mm-hmm.
But, it is still a democratic country. And even if it's interrupted, I believe that the democratic system will return. But one hopes that it will be resolved peacefully without any kind of upheaval of the kind that we had before.
Bülent Alireza, thank you.
Thank you.
Bülent Alireza, Senior Associate at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Director of their Turkey Project. Now, some quick headlines from Femi Oke.
Hello there, Adora. Just coming up to 20 minutes to the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.